Well, good morning.
Good morning.
It's so good to see all of you on this, 24th Sunday. 24th Sunday after Pentecost. And we're glad that you're with us in worship today and joining with us. And a little bit later on, we'll be talking about how do we find comfort when we are grieving. And so I hope that that will be a blessing for you. But it's so good to see all of you and those that might be tuning in online to listen later on. And so as we begin, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Well, let's join together there for our call to worship in the bulletin. God is from everlasting to everlasting.
The Holy One who has all eternity and everything.
God is the source, guide, and goal of our lives.
In God we live, move, and have our being.
We come today to worship God.
We come with thanks and praise.
Let us humbly worship God.
We humbly bow in God's holy presence.
Well, let's join together there. If you want to use the hymn book, you can turn to 89. Come ye thankful people, come. Or you can sing along on the with the words from the PowerPoint this morning. We're doing all four verses there.
Come, ye thankful people, come, raise the song of harvest home. All is safely gathered in, ere the winter storms begin. God, our Maker, doth provide for our wants to be supplied. Come to God's own temple, come, raise the song of harvest home. And tares together sown are to joy or sorrow grown. First the blade and then the ear, then the full corn shall appear. Lord of harvest, grant that we wholesome grain and pure may be. For the Lord our God shall come and shall take the harvest home. From the field shall in that day all offenses purge away, giving angels charge at last in the fire that tears to cast. But in the garner evermore. Even so, Lord, quickly come, bring thy final harvest home. Gather now thy people in, free from sorrow, free from sin. There forever purified, in thy presence to abide. Come with all thy angels, come, raise the glorious harvest home.
Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer in the bulletin. In the stillness of this moment, awaken us to the astounding truth of your love, O God. Help each to walk and yield our lives to the ways of Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated. And you can turn to hymn number 85, Rejoice Ye Pure in Heart, this morning. We're going to be singing the three verses there. Rejoice, O pure in heart, rejoice, give thanks and sing. Your festal banner wave on high, the cross of Christ your King. Rejoice, 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 give thanks and sing. Go on through life's long path, still chanting as ye go. From youth to age, by night and day, in gladness and in woe. Rejoice, 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 give thanks and sing. Then I'm going to invite our kids, if they would come down this morning. Good morning. How's everybody doing today? Yes. All right. There you go. You can hold some knees closer together. Yes. Yes. So, what do you do when you're sad? What do you think? What do you do sometimes when you're sad? Yeah, that's true. We do. We sometimes cry when we're sad. Yeah. What else might we do when we're sad? What do you think? You want it? What did she say? Yes, we do. We are sad sometimes when we're hurting. That is so true. Thank you. Yeah, I know. Sometimes, do you ever, not talk much sometimes when you're sad? I know sometimes I can do that. Maybe I just don't want to talk to anybody or something. I'm more quiet. Can you believe that I'm quiet? Hey, I even got on some last lot of kids. They're getting to know me. Yeah, I sometimes when I'm sad, I may not talk as much. And in our scripture reading today, at the church that we've been talking about, in Thessalonica, that's kind of a big word, isn't it? Thessalonica. It was over in Greece. So if you go over to Greece, that's where it was at. And the people were sad there because some of the church people that they loved and cared about had died. And they were grieving, and they didn't know what to do. You know, sometimes you can be sad when somebody dies, like a grandparent or something like that, or a great-grandparent. And so sometimes we're not always sure how to handle that. But we have to remember that when our loved ones die, they go to be, excuse me, that they go to be with Jesus. And that should give us hope and help us sometimes when we're sad, when we lose people that we care about and love. And that's the most important thing to remember, that we go to be with Jesus because we trust in him. Okay? All right. You guys can head on down. Maybe you have a joy or concern this morning that you would like to share before we go to prayer this morning. And we want to let you have a chance to do that this morning. So somebody wants to start. Yes.
We had a joy this week to celebrate Mom and Dad's 64th anniversary.
Yes, and we are, yes, that's yes. I love being able to see all the pictures on Facebook and everything. 64 years. And so what a wonderful thing. Somebody else. Yeah. Okay, do that. And someone else this morning. I thought I saw another hand. Yeah, go ahead.
We had a joy yesterday serving the veterans. I was in charge of the speaking part of it. So I had them introduce themselves, what branch, what they kind of did, and if they wanted to tell how long they served. And there was quite a few that served several years and a lot of different activity in there.
Yes. It's interesting. I know in the past we've had where they've shared stories and, took a half hour or so and let them share stories. And thank you for mentioning it. I wanted to say thank you to everybody that made some kind of a breakfast item or bought something, milk, juice, or whatever it was, and brought that in. We were able to serve and be a blessing to 31 in our community. And I'm sure there were spouses that came along with some of them. And I was there at 7 a.m. helping to get some things ready, but then I had to go down and go to the SONCA meeting, our association meeting, yesterday morning. But thank you. I appreciate everybody that was involved with that. So a couple other hands. Go ahead.
Yeah, I keep my cousin Chris Shue in the prayers. Yeah, he is in rehab. And the way I understand, he'll be there probably around 4 weeks.
Okay.
He's so we're not very good, really.
Okay, well, we want to continue praying for him as he is trying to recover and praying for healing and strength. Yeah. Okay. So we want to remember Bonnie in our prayers. I have her on the list. Dana asked if I would keep her on the list here. Someone else. Yeah.
Keep praying for Trevor. And Adam went home to be with the Lord. But before he passed, he told his three little brothers, he goes, "Don't worry, I'm going to die, but I'm going to keep an eye on you."
Yeah. Wow. Do you happen to know the last name of the family, Adams?
Adam, all I know is that it's Cindy's grandson.
Yeah, and I knew Cindy growing up. She was several years ahead of me in high school and the Schroyer family, but I know that's not the last name because Cindy would be the daughter, so it wouldn't be a Schroyer, but it is part of the Schroyer family and the loss of that. Young man and battling cancer. So, somebody else. Yeah, go ahead.
My great nephew came home from Israel. It was a surprise visit. So, he's home from there for now. Not sure where he goes next. He can't tell us.
Okay. Well, and we have been praying for the various ones. And so that was good. A little surprise there, too, though. I saw, yeah, go ahead. Oh, wow. That's wonderful news. Thank God for that. And so we thank God. Yes. Somebody else. Well, let's go way back. Okay. Unspoken. Yeah. We know the Lord knows that one. I saw another hand. Yeah.
Well, first, we're safe travel. We were supposed to get going Monday, but we're not ready. So another set of prayers that we get ready real soon.
Yeah. When I saw her, I was like, "What are you doing here?" I figured you were already back in Texas for the winter. Yeah. And so, yes, we can definitely do that for safe travels. Yes.
Unspoken.
Yep. Somebody else. Anybody else this morning? Well, we've got several here.
Yeah, I start physical therapy tomorrow. Just prayers that everything goes well. I can get on the mend and hopefully get
back, yeah, yeah. Yeah, definitely do that. And so we want to remember Dex and, yeah, go ahead.
Unspoken.
Okay, unspoken need there. And I saw another hand. Where, yeah.
I have a meeting this week, just praying for favor. Things to move in my favor, right direction.
Okay, and we can do that. And pray for that situation. Anybody else this morning? Joys or concerns this morning? Yep.
We had a great trip in North Carolina.
Yes, yes. She shared. She goes, I won't be here. And but yes, I'm glad. And we have several that are traveling right now, or a couple. And we definitely want to keep all of those in our prayers. Some of them that are down in the warmer weather. And yeah. You just got to be able to see it. Yes, I've had situations like that where it was right there and I could not see it for some reason. And yep, we can definitely pray about that. Somebody else? Yeah.
My neighbor man lives right across the street from me. They just died when he was killed. Only 5 months ago, they get that enrollment that he's got to live and he starts treatment tomorrow. His name is Mick.
It, what is it?
Mick.
Okay. Okay. Definitely want to ask God's touch and grace there. Anybody else? Anybody else this morning? All right. Lots of different needs there and lots of different ones to pray for this morning. And so definitely want to pray for those that are traveling and continuing to lift up some of the situations around our world where we really need some peace and some healing and grace and some help in various places there. So as she plays there for a little bit, give you a chance, you can quietly talk to God in your seats there and maybe want to lift up some of these names and then I'll come and close us out. Lord, we are just so grateful and thankful for your presence in our lives, for your love, for your peace, for the comfort that you extend to us in every situation. Sometimes, Lord, we need the help to be able to see your hand at work. We need to be able to open ourselves to your peace in our lives as we walk through difficulties. And we think about those that have been mentioned today, some of those that are facing difficult times with their health and other issues. And so, Lord, we just want to lift up those that have been mentioned today. And so we lift them up. We pray for Chris today, Lord, that's going through rehab. We pray for healing. We pray for strength. We pray for grace in the midst of this. We pray for Bonnie as she goes in for further testing. We just pray for a good report and your hand extended to her and continued healing and strength for each day and an increase in her appetite so that she's able to maintain her weight and health there. Lord, we pray, continue to lift up Trevor, Lord, and ask for your grace and your peace and your continued touch. Lord, we thank you for the good report for Linda today, and we lift up those that were asking for safe travels. Lord, we pray that you would extend your mercy and your angels to watch over them and strength to be able to prepare and get ready to go. Lord, we continue to pray and lift up Dex, asking for your continued healing and strength for him as he begins physical therapy and that process for several weeks and months, however long that is, to be able to get his arm and that shoulder to extend and bend like it should be. And we just pray that you'll be with him. We lift up Mick to you today, God, asking for your grace and your touch there and the family, God. Lord, we lift up the Schroyer family today and the other part of that family with the loss of Adam. God, we just pray for your peace and we pray for your comfort and love there. We pray for about finding this ring, Lord. God, we just pray that you will just lead and guide and that they'll be able to find that. And Lord, we pray about this meeting coming up, Lord, that you will just extend your grace and mercy and grant favor and wisdom in the midst of that. And Lord, we lift up the unborn that was mentioned, God. We ask that you would just extend your love and grace and protection there. And Lord, we pray for these three unspoken needs, Lord. And maybe there was others that maybe something that they talked to you about, Lord, that couldn't be shared or spoken today. We just ask that you would work and in these situations and that you would grant your grace and your hand would be extended in each of those situations. And we thank you for that. We continue to pray for peace in our world. Lord, you see the conflicts that are happening in various places, especially the two that we're most familiar with Russia and Ukraine and Israel and Hamas. God, we just pray that you would make a way where there seems to be no way, and that you will continue to give wisdom and guidance and leading to our leaders in our world. And we're grateful and thankful for that. And Lord, we just thank you that we are able to gather as your people. Lord, I just ask that you would just extend your grace and your love and your peace and your presence to each one that is here today. And may they know the reality of your love and grace today as it is extended in this service. As we continue to worship you and break the bread of your word and grow and walk in hope and faith and love, in all those areas that you've called us to be a light and a witness. Thank you so much for all the missions groups and those that have been reaching out and working on projects and making things and doing various things to be a blessing, including our adults and our youth in all areas. Continue to grant your strength and grace in all of those areas, and especially all of those that have been cutting caramels and cooking caramels and wrapping. Lord, that we finish up this project in the next few weeks, Lord, and that we can be a blessing and extend your hand into our world in various ways and into our community. And so we thank you for all of these things today. We thank you for your love and all that you're doing, as we ask it now in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Amen.
Well, thank you for joining with us in prayer today. I know that means a lot to those that especially share requests and what that means. Well, we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. As I've shared so many times, it's through your giving that the ministry of the church continues, and not only through worship, but also with our missions and outreach and various things in our community and world. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Let's join together there for our prayer dedication in the bulletin. With gratitude and praise for your unending love, we bring our offerings, O God. May they meet the needs of your church in our service to you. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Wanted to thank Linda for filling in today as Brad and Carla are gone with the family, and so we are so glad that she is willing to fill in on those times we need her. And so, our scripture reading this morning is coming from 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, our lectionary reading for today. And we're going to be reading verses 13 through 18. You can follow along there if you'd like to on the PowerPoint. Now concerning those who have fallen asleep, we don't want you to remain in ignorance about them, my dear family. We don't want you to have the kind of grief that other people do. People who don't have any hope. For you see, if we believe that Jesus died and rose, that's the way God will also, through Jesus, bring with him those who have fallen asleep. Let me explain. This is the word of the Lord that I'm speaking to you. We who are alive, who remain until the Lord is present, will not find ourselves ahead of those who fell asleep. The Lord himself will come from heaven with a shouted order, with the voice of an archangel and the sound of God's trumpet. The Messiah's dead will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be gathered with them among the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And in this way, we shall always be with the Lord. So comfort each other with these words. That is God's words this morning. And I pray that God would add his blessing to the reading of the word this morning, and that the Spirit would give us ears to hear what God wants to say to us. Amen and amen. Well, a social worker from a big city on the East Coast recently transferred to the mountains of West Virginia and was on her first tour of a new territory, where she came upon the tiniest cabin she had ever seen in her life. Intrigued, she went up and knocked on the door. "Anybody home?" she asked. "Yep," a kid's voice came through the door. "Is your father there?" asked the social worker. "Pa?" "Nope, he left the four with mom," said the kid. "Well, is your mother there?" persisted the social worker. "Ma?" "No, she left just before I got here," said the kid. "But," protested the social worker, "are you never together as a family?" "Sure, but not here," said the kid through the door. "This is the outhouse." There you go. I always like to start with something funny. I want to talk to you this morning about grieving with hope. I alluded to this this passage last week in my message, and I didn't realize it was going to come up so quick, but it did following our lectionary. There are a lot of things in life we can grieve. As we all know, one of the hardest things we ever have to face is losing someone we love when they die. It seems like in the last several years, many of us have lost loved ones, parents, siblings, friends, for all sorts of reasons. In our reading today, the Apostle Paul instructs and comforts this new church that we've been talking about through the various lectionary readings in Thessalonica as they mourned those who had died before Christ returned. For some reason, we don't know all the extent, except of what Paul taught, is that they believed Jesus was returning and returning soon. In fact, Paul, in some of his earliest letters, in Thessalonians is one of his earliest letters that he wrote, clearly believed that Jesus was going to return and return in his lifetime. But we know that that did not happen. And so, as Paul was concerned in this situation that they were mourning like they had no faith or hope. And that concerned him. And he wanted to let them know, listen, we don't have to be like everybody else. And so Paul reminds them of two things that they have in connection with Christ, the resurrection, and their loved ones who have already passed. And I think his words speak into our lives today. And so I'm going to gear that towards us today as we think about grieving with hope this morning. Two things. First of all, we have a resurrection promise this morning. A resurrection promise. And Paul seems to indicate in our reading today, there's two aspects to that. First is that those who have died in the Lord are only sleeping. That's an interesting statement that Paul makes there. In fact, we know throughout that time period, many writers referred to death as sleep. But the problem is since death seems so permanent and separates us from our loved ones, Paul comforts the church by referring to death as sleep. Those who have passed from this life are resting in Christ's presence at this very moment. 2 Corinthians 5, he says this, to leave the body is to be at home with the Lord. So he's very clear about some of these things. And if you're somebody that worries about death, I want you to know that you don't have to be afraid. We will go to sleep and wake and be with the Lord. It will appear as if we are sleeping to those who are left behind. If you know when you go through funerals and you go up there and you look at your loved one in the casket, it just kind of looks like they're sleeping, doesn't it? And Paul is letting us know that we don't have to be afraid. It will appear, the resurrection promise is that those who have died in Christ are only sleeping, and that we will see them again. But how does that all work? Well, here's the other part of the promise. Those in Christ that are still alive and remain, and those who have fallen asleep, will be transformed, vindicated, meaning being shown in the right, and ever present with the Lord. One day, when we do not expect it, Christ will appear. And at that point, Paul seems to indicate, those who are sleeping in Christ will rise first, and those living in Christ will be transformed in the twinkling of an eye. Now, you got to look at some other passages. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 and 52 talk about how we will be transformed in the twinkling of an eye. When we meet the Lord, we will be vindicated and ever be present with him. Now, Paul's language here is very unusual and unique. In fact, the unique way that Paul describes this event is very similar, in fact, in some ways almost identical, to the pomp and celebration of an imperial procession that included the entourage of citizens from a city going outside the city walls to meet the emperor, Caesar, or an important dignitary who is coming to meet their city. And Paul is saying this, that the dead, and by the way, you got to think about this a little bit here. I was doing some research on this. Somebody had written a paper on an article about, through archaeology and everything, the way the town of Thessalonica was set up. There was walls around the city, and just outside the city was where the cemeteries were. And the implication from what Paul seemed to be telling them is Paul is saying that the dead located in the cemeteries outside the city walls will rise along the way and meet Jesus while the living join in the procession, and they will both greet him and welcome him. And Paul says we are to comfort one another, knowing that not only our loved ones, but whoever remains when the Lord returns will be changed, vindicated, meaning we will be shown to be in the right, and we will meet the Lord and ever be with the Lord. That is the resurrection promise. Now, I know there's lots of speculation and all kinds of charts and theories and everything else about that. But Paul talks about none of that. He just lets us know that we can take comfort that those who have gone before us, who have died in the Lord, are safely with Jesus, and that one day we will see them again and we will see Jesus. And what a day that will be. As I was working on that, I started thinking of an old hymn, and I may teach it to you next Sunday. I'll see if I can get Carla to play it because it's not in our hymn book. But it goes like this. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me to the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. The resurrection promise. And the second thing is the resurrection, a resurrection hope. Our hope, Paul says, is based on Jesus's resurrection. He says, if we believe that Jesus died and rose, then our loved ones are in his hands, and we who remain, whoever that may be, will be in his hands too. There will be grief in this life when we lose loved ones, of course. But there is also the hope of seeing them again because of Jesus and what he did for us. These verses are not about end time speculations. They are about comfort and hope for us that are living in the present. And the thing is our hope is based on God securing the lives of those who have died in Christ. One day, death will be overcome when we are reunited with our loved ones and others. What a day that will be. You know, that hope has always given me comfort, especially when I lost my sister when she was 37 years old in 1987 from viral meningitis. She thought she had the flu and went to get checked out at the emergency room. And once they got her there, she just slept and slept and never woke up. And I can still remember my dad calling and saying, she's brain dead. And what shock that brought to us as a family. I was asked during the service by the family to sing at her funeral. One of the hardest things I ever had to do in my life. And God gave me grace and strength to get through it and sing Watch the Lamb by Ray Bolts. One of her favorites that I always sang. And I know my sister is with the Lord. And one day I will see her again. As well as my parents and my grandparents and others that I have pastored through the years. Paul tells us that Jesus' resurrection means the resurrection will happen for all of us who are in Christ too. Without this hope in Jesus, we might grieve hopelessly. However, with our hope in God and Jesus, we can be a people grieving with hope until he returns or we go to be with him. That is grieving with hope and what it means for us today. Amen. Amen. Well, let's just take a few moments this morning, and we're going to give you an opportunity to greet one another and share God's blessing and peace. for a little bit, and then we'll close out by singing our chorus as we end the service this morning. Here. I wanted to share, and I forgot to do this earlier, but we received a note from Serena, one of our college students, from one of the granddaughters of one of our members here, saying thank you so much for the thoughtful snack package and gift card. It was so sweet and brightened my day. I hope you all are doing well. I miss getting to wrap caramels with everyone. This school year is what?
They can come back and help.
Yeah, I know. And she talks about how she's a senior and finishing up business classes at Cedarville University. So I just wanted to share that with you. Well, let's go ahead and get ready to sing our final hymn there, 86. Jesus, we just want to thank you. Might have to sing out. Jesus, we just want to thank you. Jesus, we just want to thank you. Jesus, we just want to thank you. Thank you for being so good. Jesus, we just want to praise you. Jesus,
we just want to praise you.
Jesus,
we just want
to praise you. Praise you for being so good. Savior, we just want to serve you. Savior, we just
want to serve you.
Savior, we just want to serve you.
us, we know you are coming. Jesus, we know you are coming.
Jesus, we know you are coming to live in your home.
Well, let's join together for our benediction there. In the bulletin, encourage and support one another on your journey this week. Remember, you are never alone. Go with the love of God, the peace of Christ, and the strength of the Holy Spirit. Amen.